a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time 7:30.
It's 46 degrees.
Backups on I-15 in Lehigh and Bountiful. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The hearings for Amy Coney Barrett. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Well, it's now official. The Senate Judiciary Committee has advanced Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the full Senate floor.
The vote came with no Democrats present. Chairman Lindsey Graham held the vote anyway.
As you know, our Democratic colleagues informed the committee last night that they will not participate in the hearing. That was their choice. It will be my choice to vote the nominee out of committee. We're not going to allow them to take over the committee. They made a choice not to participate after allowing Judge Barrett 4 days, 2 days to be questioned. I thought she did an exceptionally good job of handling the questions asked. I thought she was aggressively challenged, but not inappropriately.
And Senator Mike Lee spoke moments after the vote was taken.
She's a thoughtful and fair-minded lawyer, a loving daughter, wife, and mother, and a devout believer in her faith and in the Constitution. She was arguably the most impressive judicial nominee that I've ever seen in any of these hearings. And I've been watching them intently since I was a kid. Judge Barrett is going to make an absolutely outstanding Supreme Court justice, and the American people will be really lucky to have her on the bench.
Again, if you're just joining us, the Senate Judiciary Committee, with 12 Republicans present and none of the 10 Democrats present, voted to advance Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the full Senate floor. Republicans looking to confirm her before Election Day.
We're following a developing story in Murray this morning where police are looking for a suspect in a domestic violence assault that happened early this morning. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas says the victim was critically burned.
When Murray police arrived at the Studio 6 motel just before 3 this morning, they found a woman who had been burned over about 80% of her body.
It appears that it was an intentional assault on the victim. She was lit on fire.
Sergeant Alicia Richmond says they don't know if a flammable liquid had been used. The victim was taken to the University of Utah Hospital Burn Unit. Police say they do know who the suspect is, but they haven't yet taken him into custody. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
Former classmates of a murdered University of Utah student-athlete are hoping to get the Salt Lake County District Attorney to change his mind and prosecute a police officer assigned to her case.
We are disgusted and truly disappointed by his decision to not file charges against Miguel Deras.
Officer Deras was assigned to investigate when Lauren McCluskey accused her ex-boyfriend of stalking her and blackmailing her with explicit pictures. A Department of Public Safety report claims Officer Deras then showed those pictures to 3 officers. The DA says there's just not a law out there in the state that can be used to charge the officer.
Police form happened to be on the topics at last night's debate in the Utah Attorney General's race. Democrat Greg Skordas wants more transparency.
When we investigate police officers in these officer-involved shootings, which I respond to and which I have responded to for 20 years, we need to make sure that the public knows what's going on. We need to set a timeline when body cams will be released.
While Republican Attorney General Sean Reyes doesn't think it has to be one thing or the other.
I don't support defunding the police because I don't think it's a binary choice between having to have what many who want in the community boards, more programs. I think you can have them both.
The pair also sparred over Utah's involvement in a lawsuit aimed at overturning the Affordable Care Act.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.